It is 7:07 in the morning and 48 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. 194 is the number one hit music station. Today in the valley, it'll be partly sunny. Maybe some scattered showers with a high around 65. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie, the Playhouse in the morning on the valley's number one hit music station. 194. Applause from Gaga in a little while. And when you hear that song, that's when you know the cue to call is really close for the credit card cash out. In fact, I'll just tell you, when you hear applause from Lady Gaga, the cue to call is right after that. That's when you're going to win up to $1,000 cash and 194's credit card cash out. But first, I was hoping we could chat for a little while with you, Anonymous, throw you in the voice changer. And I know this is going to be bad because if you're already embarrassed before you ask the question to the point where you want the voice changer. That's how I know it's a peculiar question. But what did you want to ask?
I was just hoping to get some feedback from people on whether or not they like my husband's baby name idea.
And what's your baby name?
Well, he wants to name our son Thor.
Are we talking after the comic book character?
Yeah, kind of. He's a comic book character. More so, he's the god of thunder, or at least that's the argument that my husband's using. But I'm just worried that the perception will be that we basically named our kid like Batman or Superman. Does it seem like we just named our son after a comic book?
Is pretty much what you're hoping we'll do is say, hey, people, if you met a baby and somebody, or you met a couple, and they said, hey, this is our baby Thor, would you be like, oh, cool baby name, what a strong name? Or would you be like, that's weird, like the comic book, kind of like he just did?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just curious what people would think, like gut reaction.
Well, and there's a difference between having a unique name and having a weird name. And it's
yes.
A fine line, you know?
Yeah.
We'll kind of throw it out there and see what people have to say, all right?
Okay, great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So, somebody comes up to you, says, hey, look. Oh, my God. Oh, look at baby. You had a baby? What a cute baby. What's the baby's name? This is baby Thor. Do you go, as Rat did, like the comic book? Avengers. Or do you go, wow, that's a cool God of Thunder. Yeah. What a cool name. Feedback on that real quick. At 2378, you can text 35270, and the credit card cash out, oh, that's on the horizon. When you hear applause from Gaga, that's when you know the cue to call is right after that.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
They're really good, and they really get you going.
Y94.
7:16 in the morning, 48 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. We're the Playhouse in the morning. Zero, Rat and Maggie, 194, the number one hit music station. The credit card cash out on the horizon. And a lot of people are like, oh, I wish I knew exactly when you guys were going to do the cue to call. You know, if 7:20-ish isn't close enough for you, when you hear applause from Lady Gaga on my computer screen, right after that, it says credit card cash out cue to call. But when you hear that song, you know that cue to call goes off immediately after. I bet you that's even the next song we play. We're very predictable. I'm just trying to tell you, that's when the contest is going to be. But right now we're chatting with Anonymous, who wanted in the voice changer, to ask this question.
I was just hoping to get some feedback from people on whether or not they like my husband's baby name idea.
And what's your baby name?
Well, he wants to name our son Thor.
Are we talking after the comic book character?
Yeah, kind of. He's a comic book character. More so, he's the god of thunder, or at least that's the argument that my husband's using. But I'm just worried that the perception will be that we basically named our kid like Batman or Superman. Does it seem like we just named our son after a comic book?
Is pretty much what you're hoping we'll do is say, hey, people, if you met a baby and somebody, or you met a couple, and they said, hey, this is our baby Thor, would you be like, oh, cool baby name, what a strong name? Or would you be like, that's weird, like the comic book, kind of like he just did?
Yeah, exactly.
So the question at 237 hits, or you could text 35270, or even hop on Facebook. You go, oh my God, a baby! What's its name? What a beautiful baby. This is my child, Thor. Do you go weird or do you go awesome?
Awesome because it's a Nordic god. Like, do your history.
So you think that's actually like a great baby name?
A great name. Like, growing up, my name's Thor. Hey, how's it going, you know?
Okay, so you think that kid's going to think it's awesome, especially if they keep making Avengers movies. Maggie, you meet a baby named Thor. This is just your own personal opinion. You don't need to hold back. Just be completely honest. Awesome or weird?
Weird at first, but he better live up to the name.
Yeah. You can't be in the chess club known as Thor. And I'll be honest, I am just stereotyping. I think you need to be, you need to look like Liam Hemsworth. You need to be buff. You need to be on the football team. And fret not. There's no teasing here. I was a scrawny little doofus in high school. And I would have kicked my own behind if I was Thor in high school. I would have laughed at myself.
Hey, and somebody pointed out, I think Thor sounds like a dog's name. Which I can see naming your dog Thor, but not your child.
If I in high school was named Thor, I'd have put myself in a locker. I would have. It would have been quite a trick.
Broke out with your hammer.
Yeah. What have we seen for text?
That is crazy. I also dated a guy who told me that he wanted to name his future son Thor, and it was a total deal breaker if I wasn't game. I said, hell no. We ended up breaking up, so it never became an issue. It's like 5 years later now. He is married now and has a son, but it's not named Thor. Somebody else pointing out, my husband named our son after Iron Man, the Jericho missile. So he's named Jericho, and I love it. So I think it's okay. I went to high school with a guy named Thor. It's not too bad, but definitely not my favorite. I have a friend named Thor in his 20s. My friend also just named her newborn daughter Zelda. So to each their own, in my opinion. Everyone is always looking to be unique, and her husband does have a valid point.
If I was allowed to, I'd totally be game for this myself. I already know I won't be allowed to, but we would train every day. Father and son superhero training sessions. We would run, we would lift, we'd do everything. We would get sledgehammers and smash stuff. It'd be great. What do you think?
Actually, I'll be honest with you, one of my best friends I went to school with, his name was Thor, so it's not that, it wouldn't be that awkward, because I already know someone named Thor, so it's actually a damn good name.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. What you thinking of the baby named Thor?
People will be asking that poor kid where his hammer is his whole life.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And hi.
I think it's cool. It's unique.
It's cool. It's unique. You don't think it's weird at all?
No.
All right. There we go. So, whether it's Bruce, Peter, Kal-El, or Thundercat Johnson, go ahead. Name your kid after a superhero. Apparently, we as the Playhouse family, about I'd say 85% of us, think it's pretty darn cool. I just hope you're a tough kid. If you're gonna be named after a superhero, I feel like the bar is, or the God of Thunder, whatever your take on it is, I feel like the bar is set high-ish for you to be kind of, you know?
Oh, just go out. If you have a daughter, name her Black Widow. Just keep the whole theme going. You'll have a team.
Yeah, but imagine the stress of, can you imagine being Scarlett Johansson's father? That poor man's probably had a heart attack. how many times? His life sucks. I would hate to be Scarlett Johansson's father. Ugh. Could not do it. Any last text, Rat?
Quite a few. I have a friend named Thor who happens to be a football coach and a lumberjack.
There we go.
Thor's an awesome name. It's on my top five potential baby name list. And FYI, I'm not a comic book geek. And lots of people saying they're not comic book fans, but they love the name. And I think Thor sounds like a strong name, and it's not like Batman or Superman.
I do think it's different because Batman is only one thing, but there are so many different meanings behind Thor, the Nordic god of thunder. Very cool. Hey, you know what? I bet you that cute call goes off here pretty quick.
The Morning Playhouse.
It's hilarious. They act like teenagers. Like, they don't even act like, you know, their age.
That was genius and mean.
Y94.